4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
What? 7:48? That is insignificant and not even true. I think everybody knows what time it actually is. It's crime time. That's right. Crime time. Time for committing crimes. And if you're not sure exactly when that is, let's just say it's approximately 1930 UTC, the time at which we always begin committing crimes. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the crime committee. And yeah, I think we're clear for a minute, so we're gonna just sort of cross this road and get out of the line of sight here. Okay, so what's happening? What's going on? What are we doing today? Well, somebody that you know personally is once again risking his life, his health, and his freedom to bring you content here on Anon Radio. That's right, once again, I am outside in a public park where I shouldn't be during the pandemic because it's against the law. So we are breaking the law today. I have snuck in here the back way, and we need to be a little bit careful because I was hearing Parks Department vehicles moving around. They went the other direction, and when they weren't looking, we disappeared into the forest. Beautiful. Okay, we are now invisible. And this is great because we are also now by the creek. And so, look, I see a lot of loose dirt over there under that tree. I bet there's been some mati action over there. Can we take a look? Yeah, it's a fairly decent day today. Looking down into the creek, I'm seeing blue jays and other birds. Oh, there's a cardinal. Red bird, blue bird. We're getting all kinds of color birds today. I see tracks in the mud down there. And yeah, there's a marmot den under that tree over there, but I don't see any matis. It's a lovely day. It's kind of overcast, so it's not directly sunny. Good. And wait, I'm standing on an overhang, aren't I? I need to back up. It's about 15 degrees Celsius out here, so I'm just wearing a light jacket today. And when I left my house, I thought at first maybe we should try to go to Herrenhaven. Nope, got to Herrenhaven, and there was already 7 cars in the parking lot. But the cool thing was is that when I was driving to Herrenhaven, as I was driving on my own Worthman Drive, I was driving by Manderson Street, I looked over, and yep, there was 2 turkeys just standing there looking down into the ravine where we like to hang out and where we know the turkeys like to hang out. And so I waved at them as I was driving by. I don't think they saw me. But that's okay. So me personally, I've already seen 2 turkeys today. And I want to see some other cool stuff, like maybe some mats. So that's what we're doing out here at Tranquility today. Walking around, looking down into the creek for marmots. And see, there's a little mati path right over there. They've been running around. The marmots have been running around in here. Are we going to find any today? All right, here's the big canyon. We can look down in here. Yeah, there's lots of tracks. Jeez, look at those tracks. There's some big mati tracks down there. There's a big boar running around in here. A big boar. A big boar mutty. Where is he? Let's find him. I'm also kind of keeping an eye out for mushrooms. I'm in a known mushroom area. And usually there's lots of good stuff popping up, and there should be some stuff popping up. But I'm not seeing anything. It's been kind of drizzly. It's been cool though, but not that cool. Yeah, you'd think we'd be seeing more mushrooms, but I'm not even seeing any Caprinus or anything. It's really unusual. These logs are done though. These aren't even logs anymore. All right, now, do I want to walk up over here to the edge of the creek and look down in over here? Yeah, I probably do. Let's get off the path here. See if we can see any dudes down here. What do we got in the way of dudage down here? Nothing. Tracks, though. Tracks. We need to go a little bit further down here and see what's up. Gotta find us some matis. Oh, and that's something else. I've been smelling skunks lately. Last night, I had to go out and run some errands, and as I was driving to my bank to go to the ATM, I could smell something big on Fort Street. Man, it was skunk stink extravaganza. Okay, looking at the far bank of the creek, I've got holes. I've got lots of holes that look active, like three or four of them. Not seeing any mats. Let's look down into this part of the pit here. This is where it's hard to see them though, because if they get into these, all these logs and branches in the creek, you can never find them because they're so perfectly well camouflaged. So last night, driving to the ATM, I smelled skunk in my neighborhood. And then, now I can't remember exactly where I was. Where was I? When I was driving over here, I smelled skunk again in a different place, and now I can't remember exactly where that was. But, you know, we're talking about smelling two skunks in 24 hours. That's a good sign, considering I, you know, haven't smelled a skunk in my neighborhood in forever. Oh, look at this. There is a hole hidden under this log. And this has been in use. Ooh, that's a good secret mati den. Oh, and then there's an exit hole on the other side of this log, isn't there? Let's go look at the exit hole. Yes. Yeah, maybe I should be looking up into these trees. Look up. I heard something. What was that sound? It was behind me. We've reached the big S bend. This hole looks like it's been used. What the hell is that sound? Is there something close by? I'm looking. I suspect there's a dude around here somewhere in this S-bend area. I'm just not seeing any dudes. I'm seeing a lot of areas where there have been dudes and where there probably should be some dudes, namely marmots. Got marmots on the brain today. So that's what I'm looking for. Interesting. Where could they be? Alright, let's make our way around the rest of the S bend here. Now, I'm kind of surprised that there's no water in here. It's been raining so much and there's no standing water. Nope. Walking over the little bridge. This is where we find our eyelash cups. And we find some brown cups in here too. Shouldn't brown cups be popping up about now? Not seeing any. Oh, well, no, I guess brown cups. Well, yeah, it's around now. Sometimes we don't see brown cups until the beginning of June. But, yeah, I don't know. All right, now we got to take this part of the path, this new part of the path, because looks like a big branch fell down over the old part of the path. Wait, what was that? I heard that sound again. And we are approaching the area where we saw the marmot last time we were here. We are in a known marmot area. This area is always marmot area. It's a big little ravine here. Lots of trees, lots of stuff where we can climb around. Lots of dirt banks we can dig into. All right, I'm gonna sneak up on this den. Kinda be real quiet, kind of, here. And we're gonna get sneaky. Can I see down into there from here? Not really. But we're gonna get right on top of it and look down anyway. Because we look for Mottis. None on this side. Let's get over to the other side here. Very quietly. Very quietly. And then we look behind us, and what do we have? Is there anybody hanging out here today? And the answer is no. No Mottis are around. And here comes a bicyclist I need to move as he goes flying by. And here comes another one. Okay, so looking down into the creek, I can see Mottis footprints. I can see holes. I just can't find any marmots. Where the hell are my marmots? And now these kids have to stop, so now I can't continue the direction I was going. So what to do, what to do? I don't know, well, I guess we could walk over here. I'm pretty much at the point where you sort of leave the forest here, where they cleared for the road, where they put in the culvert. And I'm standing at the head of the culvert. Oh yeah, there's Mottis paths, Mottis tracks. There's been a lot of Mottis action going down here. Looks like some raccoon tracks as well. Okay. Raccoons looking for dudes. Always good. Alright, these guys finally decided to continue. Do we want to go any further? Do we want to go back up in this direction? We haven't. You know what? That's what we're doing. This might actually be a first on Dubious Crime Committee. We're going up the other side. We're going back the direction we came, but on the other side of the creek. There is a bike path over here as well. And I haven't been over here for a while, and I can't remember how this meets back up, so I don't know, we might have gotten lost. But now I can look onto this part of the bank that I never get to see. And there's a Mottis hole right there that I didn't know was there. Well, because, yeah, Mottis holes. That's what we do. Mottis dig holes. See, this is great because now I can get a perspective into the creek that I rarely get. I never come over onto this side. And it seems especially dangerous because if the parks cops come through, I'm kind of exposed here for a little while. Let's just keep moving. Ooh, here's a Mottis hole right here. This one does not look like it's in use, though. There's a Mati hole under that tree across the creek. That doesn't look like it's in use. And is this bicyclist coming my way? No, he's going up the other direction. No, maybe he is coming this way after all. All right, so I'll get off the path. And I'm pretty sure I'm standing on an overhang as I look down into the creek. You can see various holes. There's a hole. Still no motts though. No motts, no mushrooms. No deer or anything else. Let's keep walking up here. Keep on walking. Now see, this tree is falling down because it's on that overhang. This is going to erode and collapse eventually. This is a particularly dangerous spot where I'm standing. But, you know, who cares? And even though I did make sure to take lots of analgesics today, yeah, this is a mott hole right here, but I don't think that's in use. My leg's starting to hurt. I've only been out here for, what, 15 minutes? How can I be in pain already? It makes no sense. Yeah, this is all overhang. Yeah, see, this used to be a marmot den, and then it eroded away, and now, We got marmot dens everywhere. But I'm not finding any actual marmots. I want to find one of my Mati friends. Well, we just might be in the wrong area. This is just... There are people coming through here today on their bikes, but bike people don't usually freak marmots out. I've seen marmots sitting, you know, 2 or 3 feet away from the path when bikes go by, and they don't care. They're just sitting there going, yeah, okay, bikes. Oh, there's a hole. I didn't know that hole was there. That's been used lately. Huh. Okay, so yeah, woohoo. Finding lots of holes, but no marmots. Hey, yada yada. Hoi, yada yada. Okay. And now the path. This is where it gets sketchy. The path kind of comes out here. Oh yeah, now I'm remembering. The path doesn't continue up over here. The path goes back across the road to the Walt Mertz Tree Farm. Who is ever going to see that sign? That sign is on property that's only ever seen by the Parks Department. Whatever. But it also occurs to me, I think I'm clear to be on this road because this is the old road. This is the way they used to drive before they built the little road over the creek. So yeah, even if they do come, they're not coming this way. Ow. My hip is starting to do its weird thing, and so is my calf. Alright, so, what are we doing? Are there any marmots over there that we can go look for? Seems to me like, no. Yeah, no, I saw marmots over there, but not over there. I am pointing to indicate where I have seen marmots in the past. You're welcome. I realize that that is a valid form of communication via the radio. Pointing. I'm trying to remember what they used to have over here. Yeah, this used to be a tree dump over here. What are they doing over here? I can't remember. But yeah, there's nothing here now. Ow. Ow. It only hurts when I walk, stand up, sit down, or try to sleep. I love my life. Because it's awesome. because I get to see turkeys. All right, well, this area is now boring me, so I'm gonna cross the road here as bicyclist goes by. And I'm just walking across this little grass area, going to walk into this forested area over here, where I have seen marmots in the past. And I've often been in here looking for mushrooms, but I don't remember ever finding any mushrooms back in here. At least, you know, nothing of any significance. Ooh. So how do I get into here? I don't want to go this way. Tobe, you're going the wrong way. Wait. No. What am I smelling? Oh, I'm smelling lilacs or something. There's trees blooming around here. And I'm just gonna walk around in these trees, staring at the ground, and hope that I don't get hit by a bicyclist as they come through. Alright, where do I want to be? I want to be up here a little bit further. Oh, who are these birds in this tree? Oh, that's one of those nest-stealing egg hijackers, whatever they're called. Alright, I don't want to go that way. Let's go this way. Yeah, okay, if we head that way, then we can avoid all these areas and then manage to sneak out of here. Alright, so I'm just sort of walking around in this little kind of forested area where there's a lot of trees down. The grass is very tall. My hip is very painful. I'm just kind of looking around. Looking around at a lot of logs. I like logs because logs is where you find mushrooms. Logs is where you find marmots. And look, somebody came in here and cut these up. I mean, obviously it was the Parks Department guys. Some trees fell down. They came over here and went rah, rah, rah. But this is all very interesting. Wow. Okay, even with the analgesics, I can't be walking around for more than 20 minutes. Are you kidding me? If this keeps up, I'm going to have to go to the doctor. Okay, here's an interesting tiny little hole near the base of this tree. Okay, so something small's living in there. Probably something like a shrew. Or maybe a vole. Having some difficulty walking now. I just want to go home and drink my tea. I got some jiguanyin waiting for me. Waiting for me at my house. I was drinking it before I left. Alright, so nothing in here. Let's, let's go over here? No, there's nothing over here. Let's go over, I haven't been over there in a while. Let's go check this big ol' clump of trees. Where did I? And there's also this big old, like, pseudo-sumac forest over here on this side, too. Maybe we need to get up in here and see what's going on. I can see my car from here. Okay, we're clear. We're good. Nobody has discovered my car. And what is that over there? Is that a tree stump or is that a dude standing there looking at me? That looks like a tree stump because it's not moving. Although it looks like a mutti. It looks like a mutti with white around his nose, but it's not a mutti, it's a tree stump. And there's no mushroom action under this little copse. There's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 elm trees that are just really close together. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and then there's a couple of other trees. I thought there might be some mushrooms under here, but no. Oh, this is just stupid. Why does this keep happening to me? I found another fin can. There's a fin can right here. And it's the same kind as the other two that we have found recently. Except this one is black. So, because you never ever pass up a free fin can, I have picked that up. I'm going to have to start making rockets. Well, and I was thinking the other day that fireworks season is almost upon us. The trucks will be leaving soon, within the next couple days. And they'll be arriving in about a week from today. So we might as well start thinking about fireworks. I was thinking about fireworks. I was thinking about shells a couple nights ago. And now that I've got another one of these fin cans, I can punch that. See, that won't fit a D, but we can put a C in there. Or, a compound E or F. If you can find compound E or F motors anymore. Okay, so I've gotten up a little here, a little bit higher than I wanted to go, and I don't remember this part, how this works, but I'm looking for mushrooms. There's a whole bunch of like little aspens right here. So I'm looking for stuff in here. Ooh, there's a big bumblebee. Hi, bumbler. Bumble and bumblebees are always my favorite. And we can't really get into the sumac from here. The sumac is dense, and it's weird. And it would be fun to get in there, and actually, I do know how, but you gotta approach it from the other side, and that's just not gonna happen today. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna turn around, start heading back across this exposed field, where hopefully nobody will notice me. And I am blocked. I'm blocked. The sumac forest blocks the vision, the line of sight to the buildings, to the Parks Department buildings. But what the hell's going on here? Are we done? Did we go bingo battery? Yep, that's exactly what happened. We have gone bingo battery and we need to get out of here. Everything's getting crazy. So let me just say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. You know you love it. My name is Tobe. I gotta go drink some tea and eat some food and, I don't know, something else. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.